Om Shanti. 14th October 2019, Monday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, the Almighty Authority, Father, has come to give you power. The more you stay in remembrance, the more power you will continue to receive. Sweet children, the Almighty Authority Father has come to give you power. The more you stay in remembrance, the more power you will continue to receive. So remembrance fills the soul with powers. Which powers? Remembrance makes the soul powerful. Which powers? By remembrance, what powers we achieve? Coolness. So the power of coolness, the soul becomes cool. As Baba said yesterday, when you have the power of coolness, no matter how much angry somebody is, no matter how many wrong conceptions he has got, they all will become cool, they all will change. The power of coolness will convert those souls who are obsessed with I. The power of coolness would help you prove the power of truth. The power of coolness will work as a shade of cooperation for souls. Just as the tree gives shade, so also the power of coolness. The power of coolness will help you to calm down thought, speed, and whatever is your speech and whatever connections you come into, there would be lesser accidents. The thoughts would be in control. So control of speech. Then power of coolness will convert any soul with the power of love. Any soul can be converted. And power of coolness will extinguish four types of fire. The fire of vices, the fire of destruction, the fire of repentance, the fire of attachment. So all the four fires, fierce fires, they all would get extinguished, and you will become the god of coolness or the goddess of coolness or the cool yogi. So yad, remembrance, yoga, meditation, it gives you the power of coolness. What else? All eight powers. So power, remembrance fills the soul with Ashta Shakti, all eight powers. What else? Fearlessness. As Baba said yesterday, during the time of destruction, only with this power of fearlessness that you will have in one eye liberation and in another eye liberation in life. The souls would leave the body and you will say that they have departed for their heavenly abode, or they have gone to heaven or their home. So you will be dancing with those ankle bells of nothing new, while there would be sorrow in the world, suffering in the world. There would be shrieking, shouting, and total upheaval in the world. So you will have the power of absolute fearlessness. So remembrance makes you fearless. Remembrance makes you fearless. What else? Tell at least 50 powers. Power of transformation. no matter how much gyan you understand, the ultimate change would be brought about by the power of yoga, by the power of meditation, by the power of remembrance. The more the remembrance, the more would be the power of realization. And more would be the realization, and then the change would come. Because change is not a thing that happens on the surface. Change springs from something that is happening within. It emanates from that center. So change will come when there would be a deeper realization. So remembrance gives you power of realization, power of transformation, power of experience. It gives you power of experience, the deep experience. And any change in life comes only when there is a deeper realization and a very deep experience. When one has gone through a deep experience, then only change is seen manifested on the surface. What else?
Power of acceptance.
Power of acceptance, power of appreciation, power of balance, power of concentration, power of tolerance. Power of tolerance is in 8 powers. Power of
adjustment,
power of
unity.
Yesterday Baba said that there are 2 authorities in the world. One is the authority of religion, and another is the authority of politics. You defeat this politics by your power of unity, and you defeat the authority of religion by your power of
purity.
In today's Sakar Murli, there's one statement: religion is might. Religion is very powerful, but now the religion has become powerless. Now the irreligion has gained the upper hand, and the religion has deteriorated. So, the power of unity. So, remembrance will give you the power of unity. Because all are remembering one, the power of oneness, the power of unity. Then, the power of detached observership, sakshi, that will come with the power of remembrance. You would be able to see everything as a detached observer. Otherwise, one remains attached to this world. Yesterday, Baba said the fire of attachment to person, to relation, and physical possessions. So, those attachment, mamta, they are like furnace. They burn you. They singe you. So, power of detached observership, power of discipline. Yoga makes you disciplined. There is one more word in English. It's known as neologism. Discipline means the combination of bliss and discipline. So new word has come up. A lot of literature is there on this new word. Otherwise, discipline itself is very strict. It makes you hard. But what to do that discipline becomes bliss? That process is known as discipline. So yoga, meditation, Raja Yoga, remembrance, the pilgrimage of remembrance gives you the power of bliss, joy, happiness, power of happiness, power of bliss, power of joy, power of discipline. Then power of gratitude. Power of gratitude. This is a great power, because in remembrance we express our thankfulness to God. We express our thankfulness to Baba for whatever He has given you. Yesterday Baba said whenever there is a fire of repentance, you counter it by keeping all your attainments in front of you. So whenever there is a prapti, there won't be any pashchatap. So whenever there is attainment, accomplishments, things that you have attained, attainments. So attainments, and there would be not be any repentance. So power of gratitude, power of thankfulness, power of showing that yes, we are indebted to you, that we are thankful to you for whatever you have given us. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point of time, Baba said, Baba has come to refresh you. So he has come to refresh us because the soul had become tired, exhausted, totally fatigued. So Baba comes and fills the soul with new joy, newfangled energy. So power of gratitude, then power of humility. Remembrance makes you humble because remembrance purifies the soul, and that I, a body consciousness, is driven away. So power of humility, then power of love. It makes person more lovable, loveful. Just Baba said yesterday, with that power of love you can change any soul. Otherwise, just with the power of knowledge, another is power of knowledge. Remembrance gives you knowledge. Knowledge doesn't become clear unless and until the chart of yoga increase. This is a beautiful thing, that for remembrance you need knowledge, and for knowledge you need yoga. Without remembrance you cannot understand this knowledge. Somebody might feel that I will keep on reading books and murlis and that is enough. It's not like that. On one side, your chart of yoga should increase. So yoga will make you focus, the power of concentration. The more the concentrated one is, the more he can grasp. So the power of imbibition, dharana, power of imbibe. How do you imbibe this knowledge? That will come with remembrance. Dedication, determination, that will also come with remembrance. What else? The power of truth. The power of truth. Yesterday's Murli, Baba said, power of truth. But first, few steps. There is a fire raging everywhere. First, you fill yourself with the power of coolness. So much so that this fire doesn't affect you. When you remain intact, insulated, then you fill other souls with the power of coolness. And when you fill other souls with the power of coolness, they will become worthy, yogya. And after that, you can take them to the power of truth. And then they will accept the knowledge. Otherwise they will not. They might reject it. So the process is big. But there is a fire everywhere. Baba mentioned four types of fire. But there are more than that. Everywhere there are fires. So the first thing is to keep oneself safe from this fire. Otherwise the fire will catch fire. The fire will catch fire. Even if there is an iota inside, a trace, and the fire is outside, that fire will enter inside and start, everything would start burning. So first thing is to fill the soul with that power of coolness, keep it safe, and then become the goddess of coolness, and then give the blessing of coolness, sprinkle coolness on other souls. So power of truth. Power of truth. What else? Power of contentment. Okay. So when you are in remembrance, you achieve the stage of contentment. And contentment is a state of satisfaction where you don't need anything of this world. What else? Molding, power of touching power and catching power. You get these two powers from remembrance. Molding and folding, whatever, you get from remembrance. There's one Murli which is based on two powers, Sangram and Sangraha. Sangraha means to gather, to garner knowledge. That is to Sangraha. Another is Sangram, is to fight, to battle, to combat Maya. So these are again two more powers. What else? The power of visualization. The power of visualization. The power of affirmations. The power of attraction. This is all you get from the remembrance. What else? The power of Vairagya. Because in today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, this is a dirty world. Baba has come to take you back from this world. This is a very, very dirty world. So Baba has come to take you back from this world. So power of subconscious mind. So power of mind. Power of mind, power of intellect, power of sanskars.
Power of realization.
Visualization.
Realization.
Yeah, we said that. So power of realization. What else? Compassion. Because when you are in connection with Baba, you automatically start becoming as He is. He is the ocean of compassion. He is the ocean of mercy. Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim. So just as He is, you start becoming like that. Just as in yesterday's Murli, while talking with teachers, Baba said, whatever is your sanskar, whatever is father's sanskar, that is your sanskar. Whatever are his words, the same are your words. So, power of compassion, power of mercy, power of sympathy, power of empathy. Power of empathy. One is sympathy, another is empathy. This is sahanubhuti, this is samanubhuti. You feel the pain of the person is suffering. And not just feel, but you go ahead and do something for that person. Otherwise there is a mercy and compassion. These are similar words, but little difference. So the highest stage is empathy, where you not just feel the pain, but you make endeavor, efforts to help that soul. So power of cooperation. That also comes in eight powers, but still. What else?
Power of silence.
Power of silence. Power of Nirvana, power of Sakash. Power of Nirvana. By remembrance, you achieve the power of introversion. So, introversion, solitude, Nirvana, or silence, or Sakash. Then, once one soul is entering into that stage of silence, solitude, the soul is focused and the vibrations are starting to spread out. So power of silence. What else?
Forgive.
Forgiveness. As you become master ocean of compassion, you become powerful enough to forgive those who have done wrong unto you. So that is also known as power of righteousness. Power of righteousness.
Power of remembrance
only we are talking. Transformation already said.
Power of positivity.
Positivity. Power of optimism. Power of optimism. So the more the remembrance, the more the soul is freed from the poison of negativity. The soul is rising up, and all the negativity, all the waste, everything is left behind. The soul is surging up, up, up and up and up. So, optimism, positivity about everything. Then power of purity. Did we say this? This should be the first. So the more the remembrance, the more the soul is sanctified, purified. The more the contamination, adulteration is removed.
More.
Power of churning. So, in remembrance, but do we churn? Yes, sometimes. Power of royalty. Okay, what else? Power to withdraw comes in eight powers, but still you can take it as separate one. Then, power of tolerance. That also comes in eight powers. Power of faith. Okay, nishchay. Kindness, yes. Kindness. then pure feelings and pure feelings, Shubh Bhavna, Shubh Kamna. That also comes with remembrance. What else?
Perseverance.
Okay. What else? Creativity. In yoga, when one tries to be creative, power of creativity will come. What else?
Unity.
Unity, we said. So unity and oneness, stability, equanimity, equipoise. Yoga makes one sthita pragya. Yoga means somebody who is sthita pragya, who is stable, who is equipoise. So who is very much unflinching, unmovable, unshakable in the face of adverse situations. What else? Carefree emperor. Courage. Yes. Adjustment. Power. Yoga makes you powerful. Yoga makes you fearless.
Cheerfulness. Balance.
So multiple things. You know what you have to do with all these points? The next time when you sit in yoga, sit with this thought that what powers I get through yoga, through this remembrance. And then imagine, I am going to Baba and now the power of appreciation, now the power of visualization, now the power of vairag, now the power of enthusiasm, now the power of enthusiasm, now the power of cheerfulness, now the power of joy, the bliss, now the powers, all powers are coming within me. So, whenever one sits in remembrance, imagine that these powers are flowing as if he is the fountain. He is here and I am here. So all powers are flowing from him unto me. And whatever powers we discussed, just imagine each one of them. And one will feel a very strong, powerful yoga. Like the power of purity is coming, the power of tolerance is coming, the power of adjustment is coming, the power of perseverance is coming, the power of truth is coming, the power of concentration, the power of coolness, the power of so many, zeal, enthusiasm, self-control. Everything is flowing from above. Rather than just becoming, to bring creativity in yoga is one of the best things in life. Every day's yoga should be different. Unique. Whatever yoga we did yesterday, today's yoga should be different. And one of the best method is, which I did for a very long time, was to convert the blessing into yoga. The moment you get up, read the blessing, or read the slogan, or read the essence, or read the question answer, or read that essence 1 and 2. Any one of them, just one line or two line or the complete blessing, and whilst you are taking bath, whilst you are preparing yourself for Amrit Vela, before you go and have a seat for yoga, that convert those words, those text into drill, and then do a new yoga which you never did before. It's not necessary that every time I start with I am soul or I am not body. You can start straight away from Paramdham. I am sitting there. Now I will come down in body. You can start straight away from Copper Age. You can start straight away from Golden Age, anywhere. You can start straight away with the thought that I am an angel of light. And I am angel of truth. I am an angel of purity. So you can start from any point of time. You can straight away start that I am sitting on the globe. I am walking on the ocean. The five elements are in front of me. So many things have to be done during yoga. So yoga should become creative. Yoga should become very different. And each day's yoga should have some newness in it. So that it doesn't become dull and drab. So, the essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, the Almighty Authority, Father, has come to give you power. Now, this itself can become a yoga. powers. So we have just taken one word, power, and meditation. So I am sitting in meditation and all powers are coming and filling me. And they are going out of me and filling the world and worldly souls. So this itself can become a drill. The more you stay in remembrance, the more power you will continue to receive. And we all need powers. We all need powers because the soul has become powerless, very weak. It cannot fly. The wings are cut off by Maya. So the more you stay in remembrance, the more you will continue to receive. In Hindi, there is one book, Anubhuti, in Gyan Sarovar, in Spark. That's a very beautiful book. It has got 108 different drills. They are not available in English, but they are 108 drill. Some brother from Gujarat has compiled those. Compiled, or rather say, he created those because it is extremely creative. Sometimes I am going on the top of the mountain and sitting there, sometimes going on the ocean. So there is a one page commentary, total 108 different commentaries. You need not to follow everything as it is. That was his creation. But you can take it and convert it in your own way. So there is a PDF also available, soft copy. Sushil Bhai will have Anubhutiya. And even the hard copy is there in Gyan Sarovar. So in order to bring creativity, you need first to listen to multiple commentaries. Second, you need to read about how to do yoga. There should be different, otherwise what hundreds of souls of this yagya. This morning, you know, this meditation room was filled with about 10-15 mothers. When they sat from yoga, they felt as if they were getting up from sleep. All of them. So that was something like that. It's okay. But your yoga should be powerful. Whether you do whole night or whether you do half an hour, it should not be in sleep. Otherwise, what is the point? Somebody is awake for 8 hours. What is the point if it is not powerful? It's better to go off to sleep then, rather than sleeping during yoga. So, whatever it is, it should be creative, it should be focused, it should be concentrated, you should be alert. Power of wakefulness, power of alert, power of watchfulness, power of vigilance. Speech. Yes, your speech will become powerful when the remembrance is powerful. So, there should be creativity. Read multiple things about yoga, meditation. Not just this, I will even advise you can go across, outside of Brahma Kumaris. There are so many institutions in the world, they practice yoga. And their initial stages are beautiful. They teach some beautiful steps, even though they may not apply to us, but still, to make the body calm, to make oneself calm for some time, you can take use of anything. Because the ultimate task is to become focused, concentrated, stable. And then to move out of this body. If the body is only moving, how can you move out? And not just the quality, also increase the duration. Quality is good, but duration also should be more. So starting from 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, I am talking of sitting yoga. Not walking and moving around. Sitting. To do 4 hours sitting yoga is not a joke. You have to do a lot of adjustments for 4 hours sitting yoga. Sitting yoga should not turn sleeping yoga. So, the more the remembrance, the more would be the powers. Om Shanti.